listener production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The incoming Deputy Premier has emerged as the big winner in Roger Cook's cabinet reshuffle. Rita Saffiotti is the state's new Treasurer and she's adding tourism while keeping the transport portfolio. She says she's more than capable of avoiding the sort of burnout that forced Mark McGowan to step aside.
Look, I've been able to manage the wide variety of economic portfolios I've held before, and this will be again about managing your time effectively, prioritising and being very much focused on delivering outcomes.
Meanwhile, Bill Johnston has lost corrective services to Paul Papalia. We're being urged by the new Premier not to take our health for granted as we enter the flu season. It follows the tragic death of a three-year-old Perth boy. Roger Cook says his thoughts are with the child's family.
That family is going through a great deal of pain and grief at the moment, and our hearts go out to them. But it's another reminder that we take the opportunities to vaccinate.
All Jenny Craig workers across the country have been made redundant. Its outlets here and in New Zealand have also permanently shut their doors, with administrators failing to find a buyer for the business. Cheques are getting the chop as part of a major shake-up. Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers says we'll gradually transition to digital-only transactions by the end of the decade.
We know that the usage of cheques has been declining, with a 90% decline in volumes of cheques over the past decade alone. And this is largely because digital transactions are easier, cheaper, and more accessible.
To sport, West Coast coach Adam Simpson hopes we haven't seen the last of Nick Natanui, who won't play again this season as he needs surgery on his Achilles injury. And still on footy, Fremantle's coach is confident his players can keep the momentum going as they chase their fifth win in a row. They'll go up against Richmond on Saturday. Justin Longmuir says they've hit the ground running after last weekend's bye.
We need to make sure that we don't take the foot off the gas. We maintain the rage from the last 4 weeks. So that's front of mind for everyone.